On this day back in 1965, the Rolling Stones made their U.S. television debut on Hullabaloo on NBC. They performed this song, Get Off My Cloud. Some 54 years ago today, the first time the Rolling Stones were seen on U.S. televisions. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Steve Doolin joins us now, a licensed attorney and real estate broker, also member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. Steve, thanks for jumping on.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
I hate to start with bad news, but we we have a shooting out in California yesterday. High school, two dead and four wounded, including the gunman who was last check in very critical condition. And I really I dislike having to fight back, to argue back in the wake of a tragedy, but no one else takes any time from pushing gun confiscation and further gun control legislation. So, I mean, I guess you got to do what you got to do. We heard that once again yesterday, Steve, in the wake of this, despite the fact it's a 16-year-old, which means he was breaking a number of laws. He shouldn't have owned can't buy a handgun, couldn't possess a handgun in California, can't carry one, can't take it onto school property. All those laws broken in California in the carrying out of this. And it's just it just doesn't stop the, at some point, the de facto Democrat position is going to have to be Beto's position, which is confiscation.
Yeah, logically, there's no other choice once you start down that road. Gun control laws only control those who were apt to be no threat anyway. The law-abiding are the people who end up paying the price. There were calls for new laws before all the facts were in. I was watching it happen online yesterday. As soon as the report broke, there were cries from the Marxists to take our guns, even though, as you pointed out, the numerous laws were already broken. The truth is guns are durable. They last several human lifetimes with minimal maintenance. They're easy to make.
You can print them at home now.
With 3D printing technology.
Yes.
Sorry, Scott, what?
I was saying you can print them at home now. I'm making the point, exact point you were making.
Yeah, and you didn't even need a printer. People act like that's some kind of ridiculous new threat. But truthfully, for a few bucks at a hardware store or a big box home improvement store, you can build yourself a gun pretty easily. Gunpowder is not impossible to make at home. Even the formula is pretty simple. It's simple technology. This is 100-plus-year-old technology, yeah, even on the sort of guns that apparently the reports show were used in this shooting. The patents date back to the late 1800s for semi-automatic firearms. It's not tough to make a gun. They last a long time. You can't make them stop. In fact, we've done the experiment in other countries.
Right.
Truthfully, gun violence is up in the UK almost 20 years after their first major ban, and more than 10 years since their near total ban. And they're an island.
Yep.
You don't get a better experiment than that in terms of gun control. It turns out guns move freely just like other contraband.
Steve Doolin with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. I wanted to play you a clip from former presidential candidate, people forget that, and Congressman Eric Swalwell. I'm with CNN just after the tragedy yesterday. We still didn't know a bunch of stuff, but Swalwell was there pushing his gun control ideas. Jake Tapper asked him, aren't California's gun control laws pretty strict already? What would more laws do to prevent something like this? Here's what Swalwell had to say.
It's a fair question. And Jake, I was a prosecutor in Oakland, California, and our district attorney in Alameda County, Nancy O'Malley, just sought to answer this question. And she found in a study that she just released that half the firearms and the gun crimes used, the homicides in Alameda County, came from out of state. And so you're only as safe as the laws in the states around you, particularly for California. It's very loose laws in Arizona. Our neighbor Nevada for a long time was a big part of the problem, but legislators there, they have gone Democratic, have put in place background checks and other restrictions. So we expect to see fewer firearms coming in. But that's why I think you need across the board federal laws here. Otherwise, Illinois is only as safe as the laws in Indiana and the same as we see in California.
And so, Steve, we hear that again, as he alluded to there, about Chicago, too, right? Chicago says, hey, don't look at us. It's all the Indiana guns. That's the problem. Your response?
I know another state that borders California, which is Tijuana. Mexico actually has the full slate of gun control laws that idiots like Swalwell have been proposing for years. And they've been in place for years in Mexico. And their gun death rate is 6 to 8 times as high as ours, even though there's really only one gun store in the entire country of Mexico
right.
where civilians can buy guns. And guess where a lot of those guns in Mexico come from? China, for God's sake. You know, you got Chinese military units acting like entrepreneurial ventures, selling their AKs as fast as they can because the people's army over there is underpaid. So they flow just like drugs do. In fact, some of the same groups move
yes.
guns and drugs. I've got a friend who's a former police officer. He's got an AK bullet in his hip. He was shot in Michigan by a gun that was never legally imported to anywhere in North America, neither Canada nor the U.S. Somehow these drug dealers in Michigan got a hold of this AK that was built in Eastern Europe. And guess what? My friend's got this bullet in his hip. It's going to stay there because it's inoperable. No gun control law you can think of could have stopped that.
Yep. Steve Doolin, already out of time in our brief segment here. Thanks so much for joining us and jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Thank you. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight, feel great again, time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you, not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910, and you can use Flux accounts and health savings accounts, too.